send your shoes over, get lots of shoe throwers over there and fire it out. I thought that was an interesting one. People send me emails, Daryl. I know you get a lot of people send you emails, and you know, some of them you reply to them, some of you don't. I read them. Some of them I understand, some of them I don't understand. You know, you get an odd email from somebody you never heard of before, and all of a sudden you're not in his frame of mind or her frame of mind, and you don't fully understand the post. I thought it was an interesting one I got today. The guy that sent me the mail was talking about all the new Holocaust movies coming out. I know it's a delicate subject for you there, so I'm not going to go into it. But thanks for the email. I do read them. Sometimes I read them. I'm running out. I do have a busy life, and I'm trying to. But I do read them. Thanks for the emails. Ogner 2, which is Ringo spelled backwards. I know some of you think you're great. Say, oh, your name is Ringo. Yes, that was my nickname when I was a kid. I got it when I was 5 years of age. I don't know why I reversed it going on the internet several years ago. That's just the way it is. Daryl, we haven't even dealt with really with the financial. We have the banking system collapsed.
Yeah.
We have abomination coming in. We have the Irish thing going on. We're being hit on all fronts. This ceasefire isn't much. We're not saying for. I'm angry, Daryl. I want people to be taken under account for what the crimes, war crimes that have gone on the last 3 weeks. I would like to show my support for the Palestinian people. This Mahmoud Abbas in the Fatah movement, for me, I don't trust the guy. I think he's in the pockets of the Israeli Jews and the banking Jews, and they put him up there. He's not representing the people.
Clearly.
These Arab people, Daryl, I told you personally on the phone, I've stopped buying meat, all meat. I don't buy any meat now in any mainstream store. I don't buy, you know, brands like Joker, which are Jewish owned. I look for on the barcode, if it says 729, will not buy, you know, Israeli tomatoes.
Not only that, don't buy avocados, and don't buy persimmons, and don't buy any oranges that that are not navel oranges. If they have seeds in them, they came from Israel more than likely. And don't buy avocados that the Israelis are avocado sellers in the world, and don't buy, like I said, persimmons. They are, all three of those fruits are big time Jewish
which is supporting a criminal genocidal regime.
Exactly right.
The forthcoming elections in Israel, we have Livni, Barak, and Olmert is apparently, I'm sorry, Darrell, I listened to a little clip this morning on TV, later posted on YouTube, and he said he's sorry for all the innocent kids and mothers and grandmothers he killed.
He's probably having a party after that. Did you see them leaving Gaza, having a big celebration, and they were all dancing and having a good time? And
another parenting I read one that today on Wake Up From Your Slumber, posted by Sullivan actually. Italian trader's body calls for a boycott of Jewish businesses, and this is in Rome. But the paper he linked to was a Qatarian paper, and down that the movement he was talking about was Fliacco Uniti Club, a group that were regrouping the traders of Rome. But the website that was linked to, the homepage for these people, just to check it out, which is called www.pane-rose.it, an Italian website, which is the homepage of this outfit. And they're Jewish communists. They're communists, and the whole site was in Italian. You know, my partner Anne speaks fluent. She is Italian, born in Italy, and she just said, "You know, what do you want me to read?" I just said, "You know, read me some stories." Communist website. more planted stories, and people should, you know, disadvantage for some people that don't speak other languages. I speak two languages. Some people speak 10 or 20 languages. Most people speak one language and probably badly, like my own English, especially when I get geared up and mad about what's going on. So there's also, I read the other day in Haaretz that Livni was preparing for the day after the ceasefire. We're now in the day after the ceasefire, and we're also talking about online ceasefire. So these people are going to try and make victory out of it. I see Hamas as a legitimate organization, voted for by the people in a very free election, and these people are now going to try spin the murder of thousands of babies and a couple of militants and, you know, freedom fighters protecting themselves. They're going to spin this as a victory. Darren, what's your overall impression of the 21-day genocide?
Well, it did more damage to these people than they are willing to talk about right now, and they may not even realize how badly they have messed up by doing this. This is way worse for them than their incursion into southern Lebanon, because it's coming at a time where people are waking up. Again, I've said before, once people become convinced that this is a Zionist criminal conspiracy, you don't believe them anymore. There's nothing they can tell you that will sway you, because you see through the lies. Well, there are more people in the world, in the tens and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, who are fully aware of this mess, and then there are another millions and millions who are semi-aware and becoming better educated by the day, and these people are on the losing side of the truth movement. They are losing badly, and I believe that if they don't rush to do something terrible to us and then try to lock us all down, they are going to lose this, and this is what I've hoped for from the beginning, and I could not have hoped for a better gift. Sadly, these 21 days of murder is horrible, but let's not let these Palestinian women and children die in vain. Let's use the fact that they were murdered in such a horrific manner to turn this world around, and let's build a new world on their loss, because if someone dies in vain, this is the worst of all ways to die. There is no good way to die, Noel, but you know what? To die for nothing, for no reason, is just adding insult to the entire process of losing one's life. So I'm saying to the world, look, let's capitalize on this. Let's do what we can. Let's wake everybody up. The people are angry. People around, everybody, even people who used to support Israel, are starting to question that support. And what they need right now is an education. Go out and educate. Go out and tell people. This is the time. You've got the facts. You know the story. Give it up. Give it out to everybody. We can turn this around. We can do it.
People need to stop reading mainstream junk. I'm going to read something, Daryl. Very good post from Adamite. He started to post on Wake Up From Your Slumber. And he posted one 14 January. The 12 editorial rules for Middle East reporting. Very, very interesting. Point number one. In the Middle East, it is always the Arabs who attack first, and always Israel that is defending themselves. This defense is capital, as is called a reprisal. Point number two: the Arabs, Palestinians, or Lebanese have no right to kill civilians. This is called terrorism. Three: Israel has the right to kill civilians. This is called legitimate defense. Four: when Israel kills civilians in mass, the Western powers claim that it is more than measured. This is called reaction of the international community. Five, the Palestinians and the Lebanese have no right to capture soldiers of Israelis inside military installations with sentries and combat posts. This is called kidnapping of defenseless people. Israel has the right to kidnap anytime, anywhere, as many Lebanese, Palestinians as they want. Currently, they have more than 10,000 prisoners, 300 of whom are children, Darren. Can you believe it? Seven.
Yes.
When the word Hezbollah is mentioned, it is compulsory in the same sentence to contain the words supported and financed by Syria and by Iran. When you mention Israel, it is forbidden. This is point number eight. When you mention Israel, it is forbidden to make any mention of the word supported and financed by the U.S. Darren, it goes on. Ammonite.wordpress.com. We have friends all over the place, Darren. We need to I see a lot of unity coming. You know, it's not about the heads and the popularity or anything like this. Get the word out. I mean, these, if you even look at that particular post and then go as as someone that's fairly, you know, level headed, go to BBC, go to CNN, don't go to the Israeli newspaper. They report it all, they say anything, but go to their controlled media in France if you speak French, and you see the same rhetoric that got Glaswegians, who are very nice people, to come out and demonstrate in front of BBC. I was very surprised. They are very happy that they did, and we need a lot more. I'm not a big demonstration person myself. We have the G8 coming to Geneva on the 31st of January this year. The newspapers are already reporting 3,000 anarchists and anti-globalists are coming. I never know where to get these numbers from, unless they're paying their trips here. And the local businesses, myself included, I remember boarding up my shop. It cost me $1,100, $1,200 Swiss francs. Some guy put up a few planks and the whole street was cordoned off. All the shops were blackened out, and this is people showing their frustration. But this time I'm going to have my shop open. I might move some of the gear out of the window, and I'm going to show support to these people. 31st of January, Geneva, Switzerland, and in Davos, where we have all these rich bankers and their cohorts, the politicians, coming over to decide our fate. Now, apparently people write about Davos every year and say, well, you know, this is the plan, and the CFR and all these different meetings. It's about time people, you know, took it back. Do you want to be ruled by from Brussels or from Washington, or, you know, inevitably from Jerusalem? Because they only have Tel Aviv. They want this is another thing, Dara. We should never ever accept Jerusalem as the capital. I will never do it. I'm outraged. I don't know what I can do. I'm talking to as many people, trying to explain the explainable. It's so, Daryl, I don't know. They run the banking system, they run the pornography business, they run the art world, they run the governments.
They run sex slavery, transmitting.
Ecstasy, yeah.
Ecstasy, heroin distribution, cocaine. They run the white slave trade, they run the money laundering industry, they run Hollywood, they run the porn industry, they run it all. They got it all. They're just filthy, vile pustules of disgust is what they are, Noel.
And parasites.
Parasites on the sickened body of the world that we have. And time to turn it around, ladies and gentlemen. Time for us to take the world back from these criminals. We can do it. Time to get serious now. Everybody must get serious.
Byzantine rules, no Jews in banking, government, or education. We have to start somewhere. Get guns if you need to get guns. Get food supplies. We're going to need them. It's going to be rough. We've seen these little disputes between Russia and Georgia over gas from the European countries going cold in this very cold period. They will use huge populations to further their agenda. You'll see this term, we need a world bank, and then, you know, then we'll be safe. Once bitten, twice shot. And these people have bitten us in the butt, Daryl, about I don't know how many times they've bitten us. We can go back to 1694, and they've been biting us ever since, and people don't learn.
Well, we are learning, and we're making headway here. And if I didn't think there was a chance for us to be successful, I would have given this up. We can win. We are going to win. It's just it's all starting to go very bad for them now, and we're going to turn the heat up as quickly as possible by informing and educating as many people as we can. That's it.
Okay, Daryl. Listen, it's been been a pleasure having you on again. I'll have you on again soon. I'll talk to you, of course, during the week. Obama coming in on Tuesday, you know, it's secondary to my day. We'll see what happens on the 21st. We've already been warned of false flags. They're going on all over the place. Who's paying for all these false flags? Where's all this money coming from?
That's coming from American taxpayers and the Jewish criminals.
Yeah, but I think we have to stop this American taxpayer rhetoric, Daryl, because the American taxpayer couldn't pay for anything if they were to work every hour of the day for the next 100 years. It's not the American taxpayer. They're just labeling ordinary Americans that one of their control systems, that this is the debt is up to $10.8 trillion, when we know in reality that the government have an $80 trillion, $70 to $80 trillion dollar debt with these people. And
right.
bribe the people with the 10 trillion to 11 trillion. Obama's going to add at least 2 trillion. But if you look back since Reagan, and I know you're well aware of the situation in the US presidents since Reagan, that the national debt has just started to spiral, just like the derivatives mess, and there's no way Obama can do anything, and Americans need to get really face up to these people straight away. Next Tuesday is too late, they should be out already on Monday demonstrating, or you know what I don't say getting out your weapons. Some people have mentioned snipers, people are
I hope that's not the case, and I gotta be honest with you, I've always called people to get their weapons for defensive purposes, Noel.
Absolutely.
You know, to become an offensive force at this point would work against what we do, so I don't call for offensiveness in any way. You get your guns legally, get your bullets legally, hold on to them for your defensive purposes to protect yourself and your family, and in the event that crimes are committed in your neighborhood, such as a breach of posse comitatus or foreign troops or other things that are clearly criminal and against the Constitution, then you have every right to use your legal weapon to protect yourself and your family. But to be an offensive force in society is completely against my take on things, and it's against what I believe in.
I absolutely agree with you. Daryl, listen, we live in interesting times. As always, great having you on, getting your viewpoints. I know you've been attacked over the years. I know a lot of people are now saying, oh shit, Daryl was right. He was right all the time. Time to wake up. Time for movement. Time for action. Time for you know, unity. I don't know whether we're going to get, you know, like a 9/11 unity. I'd rather not have that. I think we need lots of groups out there that we, you know, support each other, but we're going about it in different ways, you know, different avenues of research. The big mama at the moment is financial. We're absolutely under the thumbs of the international Jewish bankers. There's no doubt about that. And people say, well, that's not true. But I don't have time to argue with these people. You have Trichet. He's Jewish. You have Dominic Strauss-Kahn, he's Jewish. You have the Fed is Bernanke is Jewish. Greenspan before him was Jewish. They control the TV, 4 out of 5 in the world, or in America. You just have that little Australian there guy thrown in, but he wouldn't exist there without the banker's money. I mean, he doesn't really own anything, but you always like to add him in there. Murdoch, but I mean, he doesn't have any money. He just bought Bloomberg out for $5 billion. He doesn't have $5 billion.
Non, mais c'est pour les jeunes qui ne parlent pas français. Le nom Trichet. The name Trichet means cheater.
Cheater, yeah, absolutely.
It means cheater. It means the guy who cheats.
He's a tricheur.
Holy smokes!
He's a tricheur. But I mean,
he's a cheater.
But I mean, we have all of these people, Daryl. I'd rather be worried than be happy. I'm happier when I'm worried because I know I'm. I read something on a car the other day. I was in traffic and said, if you're not outraged, you're not awake. I read that on a car sticker the other day on a French car, and I thought it was in English. I thought it was a good sticker, and you know, I want to know where all these millions and millions of 9/11 truthers were passed. That is one thing that we have lots of proof of Mossad involvement in it. Then you moved on to Ron Paul. Ron Paul let us down. Remember on Fox News, he said, "Do you believe that this was an inside Jewish Mossad job, conspiracy theory?" And he said, "No, of course I don't." I think I commented on it during the week. Millions of people died that night. Where are these millions of people? Don't be dragged down by this anti-Semitic label. I'm not an anti-Semite. I know you're not, Daryl. These people are criminals. We're not out. I know you're not. I know I'm not out. Some people are out for all Jews. I'm not. I'm out against the criminal Jewish network, which has to be taken down. Daryl, we need to move really fast. Time is really, really against us. And if they launch World War III, you know, don't wait for Alex Jones to tell you why.
Alex Jones is working for them. I'm thoroughly convinced now. And anybody who follows that person is just helping these criminals to take over. He's always been there as controlled opposition, and he is never going to lead you to the facts or lead you to what to do. If you want to know how to get these people out of your life, you turn him off and you start getting involved in getting the facts straight in your head. Read the books that are on the website. This is what you need to do. Get involved in reading a little bit of history of the last century and understand where we came from and where we're going. And as you do that, you can inform others at the same time. But get rid of Alex Jones. He is a lying sack of nonsense over there. And there's no way I would trust that man as far as I could throw him. And trust me, a fat slob, I just want him out of this movement completely. I really do.
Well, I'm going to give you an item number. It's from eBay. It's item number 250354. 056478 is an item on eBay sold during the week. Alex Jones Tyranny Crusher 1 Bullhorn. His Bullhorn, Daryl, he sold for $50,100. Somebody bought it on eBay this week. 50 grand for Alex's Bullhorn. I think Alex is on the way out. I don't think people are supporting him and buying his radio feeds and his DVDs. He's bringing out these DVDs, but he's blaming Lyndon Johnson. And he's not telling us even that, even if we go back to the massacre of 34 Americans in the 1967 USS Liberty attack by these criminal Jews. He's blaming that on Johnson, but he doesn't go into the background of Johnson, who are Zionist Jews all over his family. His wife was Jewish, he was Jewish, his whole family. Alex doesn't mention that. I mean, why, Alex? Why? I mean, we followed the people in the truth movement. There's hundreds of thousands of us, millions of us, ideas get tossed across all the forums and all the blogs, and you mightn't read every single blog, but Alex Jones is a shill for Israel. He's a shill for the international bankers. He'll mention them as controlled opposition. I mean, selling his bullhorn even got a good old boy Rentz a little bit cheesed off. Rentz wasn't too happy about that. So I know GCN had some problems, I know RBN had some problems, but I think they got some financial money there from their friends recently, and they seem to be doing okay. Alex and his team of 14 or 12, I don't know how many people he has working for him, is on the way out because he's lying. The best thing Alex Jones could do, instead of saying it off air, that he knows, yeah, caught by Ray Dawson, we have that very easily available on YouTube and different places. Alex openly admitting that he knows the Zionists are the problem, but he said, but what does it get you saying it? So hold on, he knows what the problem is and he won't talk about it. Still come to mind?
Well, and here I am. I can't even get a PayPal to work because of what the work I'm doing. There are no donations coming into the French Connection. No help for me. And the fact is, this guy is just selling a bullhorn for $50,000, and I can't get $500. I mean, come on. It's a nonsense, Noel. And you know what? But you know what? Maybe, I'm going down the tubes with everybody else, so maybe I'm going to taste the suffering firsthand, and I'll be able to report to you if I'm still on air what it's like going down the tubes, because I'm heading that way with everybody.
I think we all are. Daryl, I told you I was talking to have some clients that are financial clients. Most of them are worried except one. One guy sees very positive steps from this because he thinks he has a mathematical model that get him out more luck to him. A hardworking guy. Absolutely no criticism towards the guy, but I am seeing, I feel it. They talk about The Matrix, which is a Hollywood movie, but I think it was a preparation for what's to come. That we're all plugged in, and you get your ideas, and that's all you're allowed to accept. But I feel it here, Daryl, in Switzerland. It's coming. This recession, depression is coming. Switzerland mightn't be as badly affected because of all the banks, but the banks here, Daryl, aren't doing well. UBS is... I had a visit Wednesday from my UBS banker. He came in to see me, see how things are going. This is unheard of. I went into UBS over the Christmas period, and they were giving out coffee, tea, and croissants free. This is unheard of.
And Credit Suisse is down the tubes as well.
Credit Suisse, a billion with a Madoff. But the thing is, people out there that do have money, and there's a lot of hard working people, Darrell, that are going to be taken down the toilet. I haven't been involved in stocks in a couple of years for several reasons, but I'm not involved. I don't hold any. So I might have a couple of, you know, zero stocks that were worth zero a couple of years ago. I still haven't. They're still worth zero. But it's going to be a rough time, and you know, once bitten, twice tried. The bankers are not capable. They work on their own agenda, and they're sending all their little dogs out. I mean, I had a visit, Darrell, and to go into a UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, and be given tea and coffee and croissants. I seen a big tray, there must have been 100 croissants on it, and they're giving it to their customers. That's what small banks do, you know, to entice customers. This is the biggest bank in Switzerland, is bankrupt, just been bailed out $6 billion. The Swiss have backed them up to another $61 billion, 61,000 million Swiss francs, about one-tenth to the dollar. So we're talking about 10% less in dollar terms. And they expect me to. They're increasing. I noticed this year they're very quick with the taxes. I've already got my tax thing. They told me I have to pay them in advance. You know, pay them so much every year or every month or something. They're well aware of, and my problem is I run the smallest company in Switzerland, or one of the smallest companies, a small little company, and here I am paying higher taxes to bail out the biggest company in Switzerland, which I find is ridiculous. And I'm telling, you know, I talk to a lot of business owners. We have we all have our little groups, and I talk to them and say, how's things going, how's work, you know, people paying you and blah 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 and whatever. And I've been explaining to the guys in my local street, about 10 of them, I said, you know, we run small businesses, they're upping our taxes, and we're bailing out the biggest company in Switzerland. You know, why don't they take the $6 billion or the $61 billion and start a new bank? I mean, why give it to a bank that has failed, that we can't trust anymore? Why in America, you know, we're giving $118 billion and Bank of America now are blackmailing the government, but, you know, with Hansen or... With the Federal Reserve.
The bailouts are only going to buy them short period of time. There's when you put assets, real world assets, real economy assets into a system that's already failed, all you're doing is slowing up the time that you have to pay the piper. There's absolutely no way this international system is going to survive. So
start people want. You know, people have different impressions of whether we want to gold, silver, or something back the money. But I wouldn't give these Jewish bankers any money. I'd start off a U.S. bank, but obviously we'd have to get rid of most of Washington, because they'd fill their pockets first. And there's the problem there. We get back to their minions, which are the politicians that are bought and paid for Chavez Goyim. And in my mind, there's no doubt about that.
Well, those are the ones that we have to chase out of the country, or put them into prison cells and try them for the crimes they've committed. You know, Noel, I got to say, this is going to hot up in the next week or two. People need to pay attention. They can stay tuned to both of our shows, or you know, just scouring the net for the truth. You know the truth when you see it now, since you've had your eye, they live glasses put on you. and the fact is, they can't lie to us anymore. We know the game. And the gig is up for these people, and I think it's just a matter of time before the masses wake up, and that's starting to happen now. And it's great that we're going to be there to help them. I am really really happy with that fact.
Now, well, I think there are. There's a slight criticism of you posted during the week, and I'd like to address that. It was a minor, very minor criticism. I think it was Grim, our buddy over on Wake Up From Your Summer. He said, if you go to Darrell's site, there's too much there for a newbie. They won't be able to comprehend it. And I think I'll agree with him on that. I think, Darrell, you said it in the show, I think you actually said it with me as well a couple of months ago, that you were training not the foot soldiers but the generals in our fight. And I think people need to take that into consideration, that if you do go to a site like IamTheWitness.com. Yes, the information, the research is there, and it's not the easiest thing to swallow, Darrell. But then again, we are trying to form the next generations, the generations before us, of people that will actually take the stand against these criminals, and in their own way, whether they're bloggers or former torrenters or, you know, whatever way, YouTubers. We need more YouTubers out there. And if the ban your account, open up another one. Apparently, all these other guys have 50 or 60 accounts and they still come back and back and come back and back and back and tell these and tell the people about the crimes that are being committed against us in our name. And there's only one criminal network that will be there standing, even if we do have a World War III. Just make sure we get the right people.
Exactly right. I agree.
Darrell, listen, it's been a pleasure. We could go on forever here. There's a lot to talk about. We'll do another show hopefully next week. I know you're busy with doing other shows with Ray Feig and whatever. I'd love to hear you on with Ry Dawson, a very smart individual. I'm sorry, I remember reading that particular time of the Hufschmidt era of silly accusations that went around. I think they have been, you know, they've been put to bed along with Hufschmidt, and we need to a little bit more networking among the generals. I'm talking about yourselves and Ry Dawson and Piper and a lot of other people that you've had on your shows. I love, you know, personally to hear you guys going at it, working on the same side but from a different angle, teaching the people a little bit more, giving people, there's no point in listening to the shows and not checking out the information.
That's exactly right, and I urge everybody to test the information for validity, because the fact is it's been sussed out, and if you find an area where it should be modified, explain to me the modification. Now, people often want me to modify my religious stance, and I refuse to get involved in religious issues, because, you know, there is many opinions about religion out there, and I can't prove any of it from one side to the other. And so I'm going to leave that to the theologians in the world. I'm talking geopolitics here, and the religious issues are going to be left for others to suss out. But by and large, you know, if a truth needs to be corrected, I'm more than willing to look at the evidence and do the correction if I find it's got merit. That's it.
Well, we can always refer religious questions to your brother, Darrell Scott.
Okay. Yeah. You're exactly right.
The religious question for me is something. If there is God, I'm not against the idea of a God. If there is, it's between me and Him, and between nobody else. I don't believe in any of these crony religions or these extremist Talmudic religions and their offsprings and their furtherance through Freemasonry and whatever, these Christian Zionists, the Catholics, you know, if there's a God and you believe in God, the Ten Commandments I think are fairly good steps. I don't think you need to go further into it. Some people might, but I think the Ten Commandments are an okay set of principles. I don't trust everything I read in the Bible, because, you know, the Bible wasn't written in English. Which version would I read? Would I understand what they were talking about? A book written 2,000... No, not 2,000 years ago. Remember, this was written after this very famous Judean, about a Judean, this guy called Jesus Christ, who was a Judean, who was very wary of the Jews. He was very... there were certain places in Judea that Jesus Christ wouldn't go, because he was afraid of the Jews. And, you know, I'm not a preacher, far from it. I know very little about the Bible. I'm learning as I go along, ongoing research. Darrell, I'll leave you the last word.
Well, the last word is that spread the word. Tell everybody that this is the time for everyone to stand up and be counted. Don't melt behind your screens there. Start typing to the blogs. If you believe that the work that's been posted on the I Am the Witness and on the Info Underground and Ry Dawson's site and so many other sites is valid and honest research, then tell others about it. Please spread the word. We need to grow this message huge, and we need to explore new ways of defeating this criminal gang, because the time is getting short. So that's what we need to know.
Cheers, Darrell. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.